masked savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I am your humble host, Zainab. Dear listeners, as you know, we have been discussing about Mahdawiyat, Imam Mahdi, in this session. And today in our studio, we have with us Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Karimi.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
It's a pleasure to be with you, sir. Thank you for accepting the invitation.
Thank you for having me.
So, dear listeners, we had been talking about the existence of Imam in our previous sessions, and Dr. Karimi shed light on so many verses and so many traditions, both in Shia sources and in Sunni sources, about the commentators who were commenting on the verses, who were explaining the verses, who were explaining the traditions. Dr. Karimi shed light and explained for us, proved for us actually the existence of Imam. And may all of us, may you, may us recognize Imam now after having so many verses clear for us, because in Surah Isra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that all nations on that day, on the day of judgment, will be known by the Imam they have chosen in this world. So today in our studio, we'll discuss a claim which says, which kind of shows Imam Mahdi, ajallahu ta'ala farajahu, to be violent. Dr. Karimi, there's a claim that when Imam will come, he'll just have some sword in his hand and will kill this person, that person, showing Imam a kind of very, very violent towards people. Is that true?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Unfortunately, that is the image that many people, including some Shia, they have
about Imam
Mahdi alayhi salam, and sometimes they make some jokes about that, and they do not pay attention to the consequences of making some jokes. The point is that maybe it's the fault of some of the, Shia media, for example. They have only highlighted the section of the life of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, which is related to his wars.
Okay.
But they have not,
highlighted on the other portions,
exactly.
Like the earth will be filled with justice.
Inshallah,
like
I will,
they will
yeah.
be.
I will yeah. share some of these narrations. For
True.
Example, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is called the great divine mercy, the manifestation of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will come to this part.
Inshallah.
You're right that we have such an image, but absolutely this is a very, false image regarding Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Now, there is a specific claim in this regard mentioned by, and nowadays it is preached by some of the Wahhabi scholars and media, that according to the Shia, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will kill 999 persons out of every 1,000 people.
Oh.
So imagine we have 1,000 people, only one person will survive, and all the other would be killed by Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. But the unfortunate point is that we have two narrations in this regard in some of the sources. And they only highlight these narrations and they ignore all the other narrations. Now, before going through those two narrations, let me just refer to one point, that what is the reason that we have such narrations?
Exactly.
We are in need of a kind of analysis. It may be in need of another separate discussion, but according to some scholars, these narrations about violence attributed to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, they may have been forged by, Abbasid, and before them, the Umayyad caliphs.
Oh.
We know that at that time, some people were responsible for forging narrations, for bringing about some fake narrations.
All right.
And what is the reason for, forging such narrations about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam? Some believe that at that time, these caliphs themselves, they were famous for their violence and killing so many people. So they thought that maybe it's a good idea to give the same image for Mahdi that all the Muslims believe in, to say that he will be also violent and he will like kill 999 people out of every 1,000. So
people.
If you are doing so, of course, in the name of Islam, this is something that will be done by Mahdi
as well.
As well. So maybe this is one of the reasons that we have such forged narrations.
Okay, so violence in the time of Abbasids and Umayyads, you're trying to say, was, according to them, considered as a very kind of a good attribute that a leader was having at that time, and they attributed the same violent character to Imam, unfortunately.
As I mentioned, it seems that we have only two narrations in this regard, and of course they are not mentioned in famous Shia sources. One of them is quoted by a person called Muhammad ibn al-Qasim bin Ubaid.
All right.
And he has attributed it to Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. He recited the verse, وَإِنَّ لَنَا لَلْآخِرَةَ وَالْأُولَى فَأَنْذَرْتُكُمْ نَارًا تَلَظَّى. Then Imam, according to this narration, which is of course a false narration, a fake one, said the following. Al-Qa'im إِذَا قَامَ بِالْغَضَبِ. This verse, which talks about the hellfire, it is metaphorically talking about Al-Qa'im, that is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, when he will have his uprising and he's very angry, Bil-Ghadab. فَقَالْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَلْفٍ تِسْعَمَاتٍ وَتِسْعَةٍ وَتِسْعِينَ. Out of each 1,000, he will kill 999 people. This had been mentioned by Furat ibn Ibrahim al-Kufi in his tafsir, known as Tafsir Furat. The author passed away in 352. Now, like any other narration, we are in need of examining the chain. The narrator, as I mentioned, is Muhammad ibn al-Qasim bin Ubaid. None of the Shia sources of Rijal has even mentioned his name.
All right.
So, I mean, it is absolutely an unknown person. No one knows about him.
All right.
And then the next point is that Muhammad ibn al-Qasim doesn't mention the other narrators between him and Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So it's very clear that this is a forged narration which is attributed to a person called Muhammad ibn al-Qasim ibn Ubaid. No one knows about him. No history book, no book of Rijal has ever written anything about him.
And even he's not introducing any other narrators like
after
we have a chain of narrations.
So we call it a mursal narration, which means that the other narrators are not mentioned.
True.
And the next narration is mentioned by, so, and Tafsir Furat is not, one of the authentic Shia sources.
Okay.
Even it's not, a secondary collection of hadith according to the Shia scholars. The next narration is not also mentioned in famous Shia sources. It is mentioned by a book called Ta'wilul Ayat al-Zahira. I mean, I'm sure that many Shias have not even heard about the name of the book, by Sayyid Sharafuddin al-Astarabadi. He says that he mentions the same narration that Imam Mahdi, after his reappearance, when he becomes angry, he will kill 999 people out of every 1,000 persons. And this narration is from Amr ibn Shimr, who narrates from Jabir ibn Yazid, and he narrates from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So the first point is that the narration begins like Ja'a marfu'an, which means that the first people in the chain are not mentioned.
All right.
So which makes this narration
Again weak one.
And then the next point is that Amr ibn Shimr, who is mentioned as one of the narrators of this narration, is absolutely weak. Najashi, the famous Shia scholar of Rijal, writes about him that Amr ibn Shimr, da'ifun jiddan. He is really a weak narrator of the narration. Zida ahadith fi kutub Jabir al-Ju'fi. Yansu ba'daha ilay. He added some fake narrations in the books of Jabir al-Ju'fi. So this is the person that we are talking about. So how come we can just quote this narration and attribute it to the the beliefs of Shia and the Shia sources? So the first point is that when we check the narrations, for sure we come to this understanding that we do not just call it a weak narration. No, for sure this is a forged narration, a fake one.
True. Dr. Karimi, I'll be talking to you here. We need to take a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned. You're listening to IRIB English Radio.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
claim that when Imam will come, he'll just have some sword in his hand and will kill this person, that person, showing Imam a kind of very, very violent towards people.
Sayyid Sharafuddin al-Astarabadi, he says that he mentions the same narration that Imam Mahdi, after his reappearance, when he becomes angry, he will kill 999 people out of every 1,000 persons. Now, the second point is that when we compare it to this narration to all other narrations which call Imam Mahdi alayhi salam as a kind of mercy to all the, not only to all the Shia, not only all the Muslims, not only all the human beings, for all the creatures, we come to this understanding that for sure there is a contradiction between these two narrations and all the other those narrations which give us a very positive picture out of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. We have so many narrations, as I mentioned. One of them, it's a category and a group of narrations according to which the Holy Prophet says that Mahdi is ashbahu nas bi khalqan wa khulqan. Mahdi is the person who is the most similar to me in terms of creation and also manners and akhlaq, khuluq.
And we never in our, in the history saw Prophet being violent.
Exactly.
In fact, we have
that's
a verse.
The point.
So Allah says that you have you have the best akhlaq, you have the best
khuluqan azim.
This
is what
true.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about
true.
The Holy Prophet. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً
لِلْعَالَمِينَ.
We have not sent you but as a kind of mercy for all the
all the universes.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
Words.
So when the Holy Prophet, according to both Shia and Sunni sources, is telling us that Mahdi is like me in both creation and in manners, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces the Holy Prophet as a kind of mercy, then how we can claim that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam would be so violent? The next point, so these are, a group of narrations making comparison between Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and the Prophet. And we know that the Holy Prophet has never been like this, like killing so many people. The other narrations are the ones in which Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is called Rahmatul Lil Alameen. So that verse is calling the Holy Prophet as the mercy for all the human beings and all the creatures. We have some narrations which tell us that Imam Mahdi himself is also a Rahmah for all the creatures. For example, Sheikh Kulaini in Al-Kafi, volume 1, page 527, he says that my religion would be completed by my son, by his son, that is the son of Imam Al-Askari alayhi salam, who is Rahmatan lil Alameen. He is the mercy for all the human beings. So is it possible to call a person who is a mercy for all the world as a kind of violent person?
To attribute this kind of violent
exactly.
behavior to him.
I mean, to kill 99
people out of 1,000.
Exactly.
This is the last series which looks at Mahdawiyat issues, all topics about Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. Thank you to the Islamic scholar, Dr. Karimi. We would continue our discussion about the claim that is Imam Mahdi violent, as we have some of the weak narrations that say that Imam Mahdi is going to kill 999 people out of 1,000 people. Thank you so much for listening to IRIB English Radio.